USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There is talk the president could invite North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States, but it all depends on how next week's meeting between the two go, he said today.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
They're planning to meet next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the rogue nation. Some mysterious health concerns forced the State Department to evacuate people from the U.S. consulate in China. Officials for a time concerned there was some sort of sonic attack where people were reporting abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. This happened in Cuba in late 2016, where staff members complained of hearing loss, difficulty sleeping, and dizziness. The House continues talking about immigration. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Members were very engaged, and it's clear that there are a lot of areas of consensus. I'm pleased that members on all sides of our conference are engaging directly to find a solution.
Republicans met for hours on Thursday morning, still working to come to an agreement. I'm John DeMaster,
for USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.